Gunner here, welcome back to The Lone Wolf. Now, on Twitter I said there wasn't going to be an episode today because I was sick, but I am feeling better than I was yesterday when I tweeted that, because I'm recording this on Monday, the day before it goes out. So I am feeling better. It's not even that I didn't really feel good, I just had a cold and I would get super cold or super hot or whatever. And I'm not even really too cold right now. I'm just was wearing a sweatshirt because it was raining all day today. That's that. I just wanted to say, hey, there's not going to be sniffles every few seconds. Only every few minutes. Hopefully, there isn't too much sniffling, going on, during this episode. Because that's the big reason why I thought of missing, this week's podcast. But the only thing that I did, for my cold was I took a long, not even really, it was like 25 minutes, but of a super hot shower, which didn't feel great because I was super cold, it was nice, but I don't know, it was nice that it helped clear out my sinuses or whatever, so. Yeah. So, I have a few things, because I have a thing from the last few weeks, because I haven't recorded since the beginning. I haven't recorded since August, end of August, like the last week of August, like the Thursday before Labor Day, because I had to pre-record last week's episode because I was going to my grandparents, me, my dad, and my brother went down. My mom didn't go because she had to work. My aunt and now uncle, my aunt just got remarried back in the end of June, I think it was. Went. They went down there, and with my aunt's kids, my two cousins, and then, my uncle. It feels weird to call him that, because he's so freshly my uncle, I guess, that it still feels kind of weird. He invited, his friend and his wife, to stay with. They came down and they went fishing, it was me, my dad, my brother, my aunt, her husband, her two kids, my grandparents, and then my uncle's friend and his wife, so we're at 11, and then later on, in the weekend, I think this was like Saturday or Sunday, they're, like, my uncle's friends, their, kid came, so that was 12, it was 12 people, and they don't have a big house, it's like a 4-bedroom house, but it isn't big, it's, like, basically just an upstairs and a downstairs, it's not big at all, that's all it is, it's just an upstairs and a downstairs, and it's, like, in a super small town, North Dakota, it's a very small place where they live. And I'm obviously not gonna say it, but it's a small town, it's a really small town, and it's not a big house by any stretch of the imagination, it's just, it's 12 people, so the sleeping arrangements were, the two married couples, slept in, like, that were visiting, slept in, the two bedrooms downstairs. They have a bed just in, like, the living room next to, one of the bedrooms, like, on the opposite wall of one of the bedrooms. I slept there. They have a couch. They have an extra mattress. My cousin and one of my cousins and my brother, they slept. I don't think either of them slept on the couch the first night, but one of them slept on the mattress, and then one just slept on the floor, I think. And then my dad slept on the couch upstairs, and then, my grandparents, they slept in their rooms, and then once my other cousin and the my uncle's friend's kid came, then my brother and the other cousin, what they went and they slept upstairs on the floor, and then my cousin, she slept on the mattress, and then the girl that came later on, she slept on the couch. And I don't know why I'm explaining this, because it isn't important, but it was very goony sleeping arrangements, and I expected that I would have either been sleeping on the mattress or the floor once my cousin got there, and then once I found out that or no, I figured I'd be sleeping on the couch, but then when I found out that my uncle's friend's kid was gonna come, I was like, oh, I'm probably gonna end up sleeping on the on that mattress, because it's just a single, it's like just a little twin mattress. And I shouldn't say little, that's what I sleep on every night, but it was just a twin mattress, and it was just that. So I figured, oh, I'm gonna probably sleep on that. But then my cousin was like, oh, it's fine, you can have the bed. And I was like, oh, all right, I'm fine with that. And I was like, I don't care where I sleep when I go places. I could sleep on the floor, I don't give a shit. There'll even be nights I'll just hunker down, like right where my standing desk is, and I can bring up what's all over there in a second. But yeah, I could care less, because there's even nights I've come in here and I've slept just on the floor in here instead of sleeping in my bed, because whether it's me, it was during the summer I've done it, and since school started, I haven't done this at all. But I've done that just to hopefully wake up early, and since I'd be like, oh, since I'm in my room, I'll go on my computer. But it doesn't work. It didn't work for me, at least. But yeah, so, oh well. But yeah. So speaking of the stuff that's behind me, and if you're an audio listener, it's just a bag, a hard drive that I think I was blocking, and a power supply for a computer. So yeah, I'm building a computer. I'm slowly, piece by piece, getting parts for it. Each time I have enough money to buy something. But I'm buying most of the stuff off of eBay. A lot of the more expensive stuff, because Bobby got a motherboard and some RAM, I think, from Jane's. I don't know if he got the RAM from Jane. And if you don't know who Jane's is, if you haven't tuned in to any of my live streams as of the last year, I bring up Jane's a lot because he's our like IT guy at the school, at school. So he's the IT guy, but he also teaches like computer hardware class where we work on computers. I didn't do shit. But don't tell James that. He wouldn't give a shit. He'd be like, okay, makes sense. But yeah, he does that. He does accounting, like the accounting class, and he does like a personal finance class, and maybe something else. I feel like he does something else too, but maybe he doesn't, I don't know. But yeah, he teaches those classes, and then he also does like all the IT stuff. Like he updates all the computers in the computer area, like in the library and stuff like that. He does all the IT stuff while also teaching classes and stuff. So yeah, so that's who James is, just as some background. And some of you may be thinking, why don't you call him Mr. James? Because it sounds weird. No one calls him Mr. James. No one says, hey, Mr. James. Everyone says James. Everyone says James. Yeah. That's that. But yeah, so, that's who that is. So I'll probably bring up a fair bit of James stories on here, because that's what I do a lot on Twitch. So some Twitch stories, even though I haven't been streaming much as of late, because I've much rather have wanted to do YouTube stuff, because that's been my passion for the last 5 years. Some stuff that I've said on Twitch probably will come over on here. Not just Jane's stuff, but things just related to like stuff I've brought up on streams may come over here. So yeah, but basically, Bobby got the motherboard and possibly the RAM from Jane's. Possibly not the RAM because back end of last year, end of last school year, Jane's was throwing away a bunch of old computers, like more recycling, and he said, "Hey, take whatever you want. The rest of it'll just get thrown away anyway." So I'm assuming Bobby took the RAM out of one of those, possibly, but I guess I don't know. But then Jane's gave Bobby a processor, and said, and Bobby was like, "Oh, that should work with the motherboard that I got." But then he tried putting it in and it didn't work. Yeah, that then he was like, "I'd much rather have," then Bobby, this was just last Friday, but Bobby was like, "I'd much rather have a processor and build around that because that's the most expensive part of a computer. One of the few things I learned from Jane's last year," because like I said, I didn't do shit in Jane's class last year. But yeah, that's that. That's not that actually. I just like saying that. But yeah, so Bobby said he'd much rather have the processor and build a computer around that, like get a motherboard and then go from there. Get a motherboard that fits the CPU that he had and then just go around that. And so then he was like, "Oh, that doesn't work. Sure, you want it?" And I was like, "Sure, bud." Well, no, at first I was like, "Really?" And I was like, "Maybe." Because I thought, I just got a computer last year. There'd be no reason for me to get another computer. But I was talking about earlier last week, actually, about getting a second computer at some point whenever I could afford it. And I thought about doing that. Just buying a pre-built that'll be basically the same specs as what that one will be. But double the amount of RAM, because I think that one, because Bobby said that one only has 8. But and I'm fine with that. But oh, actually, I wonder if one of the computers that I already have RAM from would work with that motherboard. Oh, I wonder. I don't even know how much RAM slots that motherboard has actually. But if you're not into computers, it's just whoosh over your head. But yeah, so and it's like even me, I'm not really into computers as much as, well, I mean I am, but I'm not very into like the hardware side of it. I don't know much about it. But it's like I still know like the basics. I know like what the CPU does. I know what what graphics cards do and what the RAM does and whatever. But it's just I'm not into it. I don't know like the specific tech of it all. But so what was I gonna say? What else was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I was talking about getting another computer, and I was kind of hesitant at first taking that, and I was like, "Eh, fuck it, why not? It'll be a good experience, and then I can also get the parts are cheaper because a lot of it I'm gonna probably end up getting off eBay just so I can get the cheapest price possible." Because I found the CPU for $60 on eBay, and where normally it's like 200 on like Amazon or something. So I'm like, yup. So I'll probably end up getting that before. And I probably should order it soon, but I don't know whether or not I should wait and save up till I have more and then look to get the CPU. See, look if that CPU is still on eBay. But yeah. And I would say, like, oh, then I'd have to get a cooler, but it's like $8. And it's like, there's like a shitty, like, circle, like, fan cooler. Just a little shitty one. And it's like $8. So I'm like, yeah, why not? And then Bobby was like, "That looks bad." And he's like, "It doesn't look cool." And it's like, "I want a cool one." And it's like, shut the fuck up. And it's like I don't care if something looks cool in a computer. As long as it works and it's cheap, I'm fine with it. As long as I can do what I want to do with it, I'm fine with it. Which I don't don't give a shit about aesthetic. It's just gonna go under my desk and I'm never gonna look at it. The only time I'm gonna look at it is if I ever move. So, and when will that be? Who fucking knows? But yeah, so that's that. And then another thing on Friday. Bobby was looking at motherboards, because we went over to Bobby's house after school, because we talked to James about, because they got a bunch of Macs, but they have like boot camp software loaded onto them. And if you don't know what that is, it's so you can, on a Mac, you can have Windows on it. In the science room, there's a bunch of Macs, but they all had Windows on it. And they were getting rid of a bunch of those, excuse me. They were getting rid of those, and then Jacob and Bobby took a bunch of them, and our friend, I think, took one as well, but hasn't loaded it all and just kept it in his car and hasn't looked at it at all. We all went over there because Jacob got another one, because all the ones he got hasn't had Mac OS on it. And they've all had just Windows, and that he couldn't get to Mac, to the Mac stuff. So he's like, oh, good. And then Bobby got one, but he's super against Mac, so I don't know why he's keeping it. He's like, oh, he didn't say this obviously because he doesn't swear, but he's like, oh, fuck Mac, fuck Mac, it's oh so bad, because he has an Android phone. And he's like, oh, I'd never get a Mac. I'd never get an iPhone or a Mac. And it's like, I like iPhones much more than Android phones. But when it comes to computers, I much prefer PC. Not because of they have any other functionality. It's just because that's what I'm used to. And Jacob said that multiple times, and I'm like, yes, that's true. But he's like, he always argues, oh, it's better for production. Yeah, I don't give a shit. It's just like, I don't care if it's better for production. I don't care. PCs are far better for gaming. If you try gaming on a Mac, it does not end well. It doesn't go well. Like, yes, you can get good enough hardware for your computer to be able to game on a Mac system, but it's like, it's, I don't know. It's just, if you think like, oh, I'm playing on a Mac, it's like, I'm a PC gamer, I'm playing on a Mac, it's like, no, you're not a PC gamer, you're a loser. I'm like, Kermit, for you audio listeners, I just took a sip. But yeah. But yeah, that's that. But yeah, so yeah, we went over to Bobby's. I got super sidetracked, but that's my brain. That's what this podcast should have been called, My Brain. Oh, that would have been a great name. Gah! Is it too late to rebrand? No, that'd be a bitch to do it all across, like, the YouTube stuff, and then also the Castbox stuff and the Spotify and all that shit. It'd be annoying. But no, I like Lone Wolf, but My Brain makes a lot more sense. I should probably stop doing that because that probably sounds like shit on the audio. We went over to Bobby's, and after he decided, eh, fuck the motherboard. Fuck this motherboard. The one that's back there. Started looking at motherboards on eBay because that's apparently where he orders a lot of stuff. He went on eBay and he looked for that. He looked for that, and then me and Jacob were just sitting on his bed, just looking at his screen while he was just scrolling through. And Jacob gets up from the bed and then he looks at Bobby's computer and he's just like, ass rock! And he doesn't swear, as you're probably well aware of, over the last close two and a half the last 2.5 years of us doing videos together. But He's like, "Ass Rock? Why are you looking at Ass Rock?" And I just burst. Me and Bobby both just burst out laughing because it's spelled ASROCK. Forgot how to spell rock. but he's just like, "Ass Rock." And me and Bobby just burst out laughing. I'm like, "That's not how you say it, bud." And he's like, "Ass Rock? Yeah, it's Ass Rock." And he just keeps saying it, and it was funny. Just Ass Rock? Why are you looking at Ass Rock? It was very funny in the moment because it came out of nowhere. Just, Ass Rock? Why are you looking at Ass Rock? I don't know if that's what he how he said it, but he there was a, somehow he said it where it was funny. He was like, "Why are you looking at Ass Rock?" or some shit like that. I don't know. I'm not good at telling stories, or remembering stories, I guess. But, yeah, that's that. That was my funny moment on Friday. Then also we got into an argument about how I'm never invited, which is true, but I'm not gonna get into that because that's a whole just tangent that I get very annoyed when I talk about it. So, yeah. Another thing, kind of looping back to the beginning of the podcast, since I'm a junior now, it's like my life, once you become a junior and you're in the last half of high school, from my experience anyway, because last year being a sophomore, as you do, as it usually happens, but last year being a sophomore, I wasn't asked as nearly as much when I'd meet people, like meet new people. I'd never be asked like, "Oh, what do you want to do after high school?" It's like, I never really got to ask that when I was a sophomore, but now when I say I'm a junior, it's like, "Oh, what do you want to do after high school?" It's like, fuck, now I gotta figure something out to say every time. But it's like, I'm fairly dead set on graphic design, but I don't know how true, or not how true it will be. It's something I'd like to do, but I don't know if I'd be able to execute it. I don't know. I could do freelance stuff, but that would not be stable in any way, and I don't want to plan out my future but on the podcast, but I don't know, it's just it sucks being in the final stage of high school. It's like, yeah, it's good, you're getting out, but then you realize with all these people asking, like all these adults asking you, "Hey, what do you want to be when you grow up?" It's like, fuck, that's 2 years away, shit, dude. And if the last 2 years of high school taught me anything, these next two are gonna fly the fuck by because I barely remember freshman year. I sort of remember sophomore year because it was recent. It's fucking weird. It's weird the fact how quickly time can fly, because it's like you're like, "Oh," and I think I said this on the last podcast possibly, or maybe it was a different one where I was just testing out this mic, and I was like, "Eh," and Audacity messed up with recording it. But people say like in sixth grade, I think of it mostly because our social studies teacher would say like, "Oh, before you know it, you're in sixth grade. Before you know it, you'll be graduating high school." It's like, eh, I don't know how true that is. Then you think about it, like when you're a junior and you're almost a senior, it's like you think about it and then you're like, shit, that is very true. That is very true. Because before you know it, I thought just last week I was a fifth grader just starting YouTube. But then here I am 5 years later and you're a junior 5 years into YouTube. With the deleted channel and all, and a backup channel, that's dying. No, we're starting to get back up there, not sub wise, but view wise, and that's really all I care about. As long as people are watching the videos, I could care less about the subscriber number. But yeah, so yeah, it's weird. Like when you're a kid and you're so far away from it, you're like, it's like Oh, before you know it, you're gonna be in high school, and then after that, you're gonna be graduating, and then you're gonna get a job. And it's like, I don't think that's true. But then you think about it, and then you're there, and you're like, oh, what the fuck? They were telling the truth. And I'm sure them saying that, the teachers saying that, and the people in your life saying that, experienced the same exact thing, and they thought the same exact thing, like, yeah, no, that's not true. But then they realize when they're juniors or seniors or whatever, and then you're like, oh fuck, here it is. And that's gonna be a surreal day when I graduate. That's gonna be a surreal day, like, what the fuck? Because then I'm flung into the real world, and I have no clue what I'm gonna do. I have some sort of a plan to have some money, but not a lot. Because I don't plan to move out for another at least 5 years of moving out, meaning my parents' house. I don't plan to move out for at least another 5 years because I don't want to move out till I'm financially stable. I don't want to move out until I know I can pay rent somewhere. I don't want to have to come crawling back and saying, or ask for money or anything like that. I want to be able to stay out on my own and be fine. And so I don't have to come crawling back and be like, hey, remember when I said I wanted to move out? Yeah, I can't afford that. But I mean, that's not for years. At least another couple. At least another few. But yeah, it's just weird how life catches up and you're like, oh shit, here it is. Here it is. The beginning of the end. I guess that was what freshman year was, right? The beginning of the end. Yeah, it's weird. It's very weird. But yeah. Fucking weird. Just yesterday, I was a fifth grader, almost end of fifth grade. There I was, playing Roblox, filming myself. And now here I am, junior, recording Reddit videos in a podcast. What the fuck? It's so weird. The fact that I'm a junior now. What the hell? That is very odd. The fact that that's a thing, that I'm a junior, what the fuck? But yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. I think about this often, like the fact that I'm a junior now, and it's just like, it's so weird because it's like, you think of adults, and you're like, when you're younger, you think of adults, and you think of like, not even adults, like your upperclassmen, like your high schoolers, like, oh, there are kids like me, but like meaning high schoolers, like, oh, there are just older kids. It's like they're responsible, they can drive and stuff, but it's like then you get there and you're like, I feel just like I did when I was in middle school. It's fucking weird. It's really weird how none of us know what we're doing. Like, meaning every single person in the world, like, meaning adults, elderly, whatever. It's weird. None of us know what we're doing, but somehow this is how you do it, and there's a way to do it, but none of us know what we're doing. And it's just, everyone's just fumbling their way through life, just hoping they're doing whatever it is they're doing right. And it's just so odd because you think, oh, adults, they have their shit together, they're good. But then you get there, or you get close to there, and then you realize, I'm not ready to be an adult. But then again, no one is. Everyone's at that point, and they're always just like, what the fuck? I'm an adult? And it's like, you could even be 35, 40, whatever, and you're still gonna be like, what the fuck am I doing? Am I doing this right? Am I an adult? What am I? And it's like, it's so weird. None of us know what we're doing, but I know I've repeated this so many times, but it's like none of us know what we're doing, and it's just there's ways to do things and there's wrong things ways to do things, but it's like none of us know what we're doing. There's just an expectation, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. It's just weird how life works. Like you can think, oh, when you're like young, it's like, oh, kids, like when you're a kid, it's like, oh, adults know what they're doing. But then you get there and it's just no, they know just as much as you about life, and they're just guessing. And it's like they learn certain things along the way that you obviously don't know because you're a kid, but then you get there, and it's just odd. I don't know. This is really weird. So yeah, I don't know. How long have we been going? Because I don't know if I need to wrap this up yet or not. Oh, we still have another 15 minutes. But yeah, so that's that. It's just odd. So yeah, that's where I'll leave that because I'm just gonna start repeating myself over and over. But yeah, so looping back to another Jane's thing, looping back to that, because I forgot about that. This was in my notes, but I had a dream. I think it was end of last week, possibly early last week. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. But I had a dream last week where my standing desk, I talked about this in the first podcast, but it stopped working because like the hydraulic thing or whatever it is got severed somehow. But yeah, so I got that working in the dream. So I got that working, and it's like it was a really weird way. I had to hold on to the clamp, and I had to have my hand all over the desk, like over like the entirety of the desk, and then I could push it down. But then I must have had, like in the dream, I had my monitors and stuff on it while I was testing this for some dumb reason. So I have my elbow like apparently too close to the monitor, but it's on the other side than it normally is. It's on like the two monitors apparently were switched in this alternate dimension, alternate dream state or whatever. I did the quotes at the wrong time, but oh well. But yeah, so it's just so already it's dumb, but then I accidentally knock my monitor off the desk. I'm like, oh fuck, shit, shit. I run around my desk, and then the monitor, it's bent, it's like folded. It's like whoosh. It's like that. It's like this. And if you're an audio listener, watch the video, you idiot. Yeah, so that it's like the monitor's like at a peak, it's like bulging out. And I'm like, oh shit. And then it's like I somehow find a way to fix it, and I'm like, oh, it may be fine, but then it turns into something completely different. It turns into an all-in-one, and it turns into like an all-in-one computer where it's like not a, it's like a Mac, but it's not. It's like a PC version of like a a PC version of a Mac, like an all-in-one computer. excuse me. But yeah, so where was I? My cough interrupted and I got lost. But no, so it is an all-in-one somehow. It turned from an actual monitor to an all-in-one somehow. And then it and the all-in-ones, the weird thing about it was the one that James has in his room, so that's how it kind of looped back to the James thing. And so it was like that, but then somehow the monitor was fine, and I was able to take the front off of it, of the monitor. Well, no, in the dream I knew it was an all-in-one, but I thought I was just using it as a monitor somehow. So I did that, and then the somehow the way to fix it was there was this these four, it was like this rectangle wire, like cord that was going around the whole monitor, and I just have to plug these like orange rectangle things into these slots at each side of the mother, or not the motherboard, but the monitor. So I have to plug in each of those, all four of those, and then I'm like, oh, hopefully this works. And then I put it back on the desk, and then it turns on, and I'm like, oh, thank God. And then at some point in all of this, I say, this is just an all-in-one that I borrowed, that I got from Bobby, that I just use as a monitor. And why I said that, I don't know. But yeah, it was an odd dream. Then I woke up and I was like, what the fuck? The monitor changed mid-dream. And it wasn't even my monitor. And somehow that's how I fix it with the four orange rectangle. How the fuck does that even remotely work? So yeah, it was odd, that dream, but yeah, so that's that, I guess. Did I spit on my phone? That's yucky. But you gotta expect that with me. Gotta expect that with Spit Boy. Ah, shit. I deleted too much. I hate that about the iPhone Notes, where you can delete and then it starts speeding up, but then it just starts deleting entire words, and then you're like, oh shit, too far. And then it deletes part of what you said. Give me a minute, I'm retyping a note. I guess I didn't talk about it, so I don't need it. But so I saw this thing, I think this was a couple weeks ago, but I saw this thing. It was a fan theory with Stan Lee's cameos. And if you follow MCU stuff like on Instagram or something, because I think that's where I saw it. If you follow that at all, you may have seen this and you may know where I'm going. But it was a theory that Stan Lee's cameos are Captain America observing the timeline at the end game. So people were theorizing that like him he that was him, like he went back and lived his life with Peggy, and then once she died, he, because he had unlimited time to go back. And I still want to do a video, but I don't know if it'd be smart to or not, where me, Jacob, and Bobby, because we've all seen the movie, I'll just sit down and talk about it, because I wanted to do it after me and Bobby saw it, but then he had family come to town, and when I wanted to film it, he was like, nah, and I was like, oh, okay, and I understood, but yeah, so then we never just never got around to filming it. But so what was I saying? But yeah, so all of Stanley's cameos are Captain America at the end of Endgame, which I feel like is a good justification for why this guy is popping up in all the Marvel movies. I think it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense because it, like, with the MCU specifically, because him appearing in the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans, and does he appear in X-Men? I don't know, I haven't really watched any. I don't think I've watched any of those all the way through. Yeah. So, like, just course to just simply the MCU, I feel like that's a good reason for why this same guy is popping up as a different person in each movie, and he's never just one specific person, which I feel like that does make a lot of sense. It could be a good explanation for, like, who's this guy who keeps popping up? It's like, it makes sense to me. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to bring that up because it's like, it could make sense because what's he gonna do after living with Peggy? Like, yes, he could have been he could have lived his life with Peggy and then came back, or put the stones back and then left, or whatever. But I don't know. I didn't write the Marvel movies. Surprisingly, they didn't hire a 16-year-old kid. I feel like I've made that joke some other time before. Like, they didn't hire a 16-year-old. I know it was on Twitch, but I don't know what it was for. I just spit on myself. That's gross. But yeah, so I think that's about where I'm gonna wrap it up. Because I think I'm just about approaching 45 minutes. Just about 40. Oh well. We'll cut her short today because I don't really have anything else. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I do. Something I feel like talking about. Sans. He's in Smash, fellers and lady fellers, I guess. But yeah, that's kind of funny. The fact that I guess Undertale is on Switch, but this totally non-Nintendo property is now in Smash, which I kind of think is weird and kind of, I mean, it's funny for the memes. That's possibly why they did it. I don't know why they'd do it, but I don't know. I just think it's cool because, like, oh, add Sans to Smash is like that was kind of a meme for a little bit, or like it what there were memes like that. I don't know if it was like a big thing or what, but it just I don't know. I kind of find it funny the fact that Sans is now in Smash, and I don't know, it's just goony to me. And yeah, so and when I heard that I was like, is that real? But it's just kind of funny to me the fact that this super meme-y character is now in the game. So yeah, I don't know. It's just weird, but it's also kind of cool at the same time being a big Undertale fan. So yeah. So that's about that. Oh, also with the Deltarune thing, I've never announced that I'm doing it and I haven't done it yet. And I don't know. The thing is with that is I don't know whether or not I want to do it on Twitch or YouTube because the Undertale series is really good. But I already have a Deltarune playthrough on the channel. So I don't know whether or not I should do it on here or on Twitch. Yeah, I don't know. I may or may not still do it. Because I'd like to do it, but at the same time, it's been so recent. It hasn't even been a year since I played that. So I don't know whether or not I'll actually do it, but who knows? Only time will tell, I guess. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll do it on the New Year's stream. But me and Bobby have something planned for that. Whether or not we'll actually follow through with it, who knows? But yeah. But that's another thing that I kind of want to bring up, because I think I've brought this up on stream a few times. But remember a few minutes ago when I said I'm gonna wrap this up, and then I went for another 3 minutes, and I'm still gonna go for a bit. But yeah. So the thing is with that, like I've been pressuring Bobby to stream because when he moved, he was like, you know, I think I'm gonna start streaming, and I was like, "Go for it, good for you." But he said that or YouTube or something like that. I don't know. He said that, and then I was like, "Oh, what webcam should I get?" I was just like, "Just get a Logitech one or whatever." And then I brought up, "Hey, I got a new mic. Do you want my old one?" And he was like, "Sure." And then he hasn't streamed. The one and only time he's streamed is once is just a test stream when I went over and I figured out all the settings, I think. And then another time when me and Jacob stayed over at his house, for the night, and we were playing Fortnite, but we dropped 5,000, 6,000 frames. So we need to figure that out by New Year's. But yeah, so. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah. That's that, I guess. But yeah, and then I said if you don't stream by the end of the year, I'm taking back the snowball mic because yeah, I don't know. It's just 'cause it's like if he's not gonna use it, I'm taking it back. And he's like, "What are you gonna do with it if you take it back?" And I was like, "Same thing you're doing with it right now. Jack shit." And he's like, "I use it to talk to you on Discord." I'm like, "Yeah, when was the last time we did that? Like June?" And it's like, "Ah, it was not June. It was on when we played Uno." I was like, I was exaggerating, sort of. But yeah. I love mine, Jacob, and Bobby's back and forth. Like, whether it's like me and Bobby or me and Jacob, I like our back and forth. Like, me between one of them. Because it's like, today, me and Jacob had a good one where it was like, where Jacob would say something and he'd say, or I'd say, I don't remember how it actually went, even though it was just today. Damn it, my memory, like I said before, my memory is just, whoosh, is not good. But yeah, so all you need to know is we had a good back and forth with me and Jacob. That was an inverted sentence. I'm learning about those in English. All right, see ya. But no. That's it for this podcast. If you guys enjoyed, like, comment, and subscribe, and check out the other things. And if you're listening on iTunes, leave me a good review, Mister. Or Missy, I don't know. But yeah, that's it. Bye!